You're listening to 88FM.
You certainly are. And if you're only tuning in right now on a Thursday, you're catching an exciting slice of the show. Welcome to it. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And if you're the kind of person who likes a good illusion and you're looking for something to entertain the family with, well, hey, listen, there's something that's rolled into town and setting up at Gateway Theatre of Shopping, just up the road from us. The theatre that I'm talking about is called the Illusion Museum. And if you have never heard of this thing and you are wondering what it's all about, well, listen closely, because I'm about to get into the conversation right now with the man who's brought it to town, Mark Colley. He's in the house with me on the microphone for a little connect on a Thursday. Mark, welcome to 88FM. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You are right now transforming the studio virtually into a space of illusion. But let's lift the veil and let's get behind the idea and the inspiration behind bringing the Museum of Illusions to South Africa. Where did this idea come from?
So it's a global franchise in over 70 countries worldwide. I was traveling with my family in Dubai on a very hot day, and I thought, let me go into this museum I saw right next to me. I thought, well, this would be a great experience for my kids. And what I found is I actually had a great time with the family and with all ages, and I could see everyone inside the museum was having an incredible time. So I thought, maybe there's an opportunity to bring South Africa, and I was lucky enough to meet the franchises, and we started a partnership, and we've opened up in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and now bring it to Durban. And very excited. It's been well received all over the country. And very excited to open our doors to the Durban community this weekend.
This is so cool. So you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. This is your invitation to come and check out the Museum of Illusions. What makes the Museum of Illusions unique, Mark? And what can visitors expect when they step inside?
So they can expect to see things differently. I mean, it's really it's the best illusion exhibits worldwide, combined into one space, over 60 exhibits. Allowing people to actually step into a new reality and to challenge the way they see things and to open their eyes. And every single exhibit also has an explanation in terms of how it works from a scientific perspective. So one, you can trick yourself into seeing things differently and then understand scientifically how it's working and how your mind is actually seeing something totally out of the ordinary.
I love that. You know, whenever I've seen illusionists on TV, and you always scratch your head and think, well, how are they doing that? How is that possible? How are they pulling it off? And so this is a chance for you to kind of get a bit of a peek behind the scenes and sort of understand the inner workings. Why did you choose Gateway Theatre of Shopping as the perfect location for this museum in KZN?
So we chose it for two reasons. I mean, the first reason was Old Mutual, who is the landlord. We opened up in Zone in Rosebank, and they saw how successful it was, how many families were coming, having a fantastic time. And they approached us and asked us to please bring it to Gateway. But obviously Gateway is just the logical choice for Natal, because it is the super regional mall. And we attract people from all over the province. People drive for hours to come to our museum in Joburg and come to, and same in Cape Town. So we really want to be in a central point where families can come and visit and then also spend some time in the museum, in the actual mall, enjoying themselves.
Super cool, man. And when you look at who the target market is, what age groups or types of visitors do you think will enjoy the museum most? Because as I understand, it's really a family-friendly outing. Am I right?
It's totally family-friendly. And no, what's very surprising is our key demographic are actually teenagers and into their early 20s. I mean, we serve a full range from children from the ages of 6 all the way to senior adults. We often have senior adult groups coming to the museums in groups. So it's really for everybody. I mean, some people think it's only what's nice is it can come in the younger groups together, families can come together, senior citizens can come together. It's really diverse. It cuts across every single demographic in the country, which is incredible.
That's so cool. And when you've treated so many visitors, so many different age groups and demographics to the delight of the museum, maybe there's a couple of moments that really seem to strike the imagination and sort of stand out. Can you walk us through some of the most mind-bending illusions that we can expect to see?
Sure. They're all so different and use different techniques. I mean, I've got a few. I love the Penrose, which is, as you see it, it sort of changes shape. It's fixed in its form, but as you move, it changes how it looks. There's also inverted Einstein faces, which they're all identical, but as you move, they look at you differently. There's following eyes, where Nelson Mandela follows you. He's obviously a personal hero in terms of, always you know, to have him eye on you. And there's the vortex tunnel, which you think the floor is moving under your feet, but it isn't. The infinity room, it's hard to describe. I mean, there are so many. And if you really want to, what's nice is you can spend your time actually, immersing yourself in the exhibit and then reading up about it to understand what's actually happening. So you can really get an immersive experience in this in the museum.
I love it, man. And why do you think illusions and optical illusions in particular fascinate so many people across cultures, across the world? And why does a concept like this sort of work in, whether it's overseas and, foreign market or right here in South Africa?
As humans, illusions go back, to almost the very beginning when we, seeing a mirage is seeing something and not understanding exactly what you're seeing, but your mind playing that trick on you. I mean, not being able to interpret something by seeing it is something that's always been a big question to mankind's thinking. And it's a question of wonder and curiosity to discover actually how things are working and why you. And I think the biggest thing, which is very exciting, is allows you to see things totally differently. Always question everything. Don't ever take an answer for it straightforward. That's all about learning to be curious.
Brilliant stuff. And if you're curious to find out more and to experience it for yourself, where is the museum actually situated within Gateway?
So we're situated on below the cinemas on the food court level. So right in the center of the Gateway. And, it's also very easy to take it directly from the parking in the lift up to the food court and go straight into the museum. So we're very well situated in the museum, in the Gateway, very hard to miss us and very easy to find us.
Well, you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. And Mark, what's been the most exciting or surprising reaction that you've seen from visitors so far?
The best thing is, I go often to visit the museums, and every single time I go with my family or friends, everyone is just so blown away by how much fun people are having, the laughing, the interaction, the curiosity. It's every single time I visit the museum, it's another experience for myself to see the joy that it brings to so many people. So for me personally, it's been incredibly gratifying. This is actually something, it's not my main business, it's something I've done on the side, but it's been most surely, and my other businesses are actually much larger, but this is actually the most satisfying from a joy perspective. And it also goes back to my father's a well-known hypnotist, a guy named Max Colley, and I used to go watch his shows when I was a child and seeing everyone laugh and question. So, yeah, it's really been an incredible experience for me.
That's so cool. And for listeners who are intrigued and who want to stay up to date with the museum's events, and find out where they can buy tickets for the museum. What are the details?
So you can go buy tickets on moidurban.co.za. That's moidurban.co.za. We also obviously are on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. But the website will be the best place to find the tickets. And one thing I really do ask listeners to do is to actually go buy the tickets ahead of schedule, because we reserve our spaces. So we don't allow more than a certain amount of people in the museum at a particular point in time, because obviously we want people to enjoy it. And it's quite hard to manage it. So we limit the space. And what we see a lot of disappointment from people is arriving expecting to buy tickets at the door and not to be able to purchase, and they have to come back. Even sometimes we'll sell out, especially once we open, we'll sell out the whole day. You won't get a ticket. So if people are going to drive all the way to Gateway to come visit the museum, I really, please, can they go ahead and book the tickets before they come so that they don't get disappointed on arrival.
Okay. So moidurban.co.za.
That's it.
You're hearing it here. MOI standing for the Museum of Illusions, and opening this weekend at Gateway. And now you know what's on the cards. If you were wondering what your weekend plans were, you've got to add this one, but make sure you get your tickets ahead of just rocking up, because we don't want you to be disappointed when you can't get a spot. It's going to be a smash hit, a sellout. We know it will be. And Mark Colley, the man who's brought it to Durban and has brought it to South Africa, looking forward to this exciting new addition to what's on the KZN coastline, Mark. And many happy Illusion fans and many surprises and delights for our KZN coastline and our listeners ahead, we know. And looking forward to having another chat with you real soon. What do you say?
Yeah, thanks so much, Mark. Look forward to hosting everyone at the museum and sharing this wonderful experience.
You heard it on your local station. And here's Lady Gaga, the track called Perfect Illusion. She's going to go check it out at Gateway this weekend too.